I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Man, did people light up the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line yesterday afternoon when suddenly electricity was turned off to tens of thousands of people across southeast Louisiana. Entergy says they only got a 3 to 5 minute notification from MISO. That's the organization, that's the independent organization that oversees the power grid for the central part of the United States and Canada, by the way, all the way from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ordered Louisiana power providers to turn off some of the electricity in what they call a load shed, which is a term for meaning don't use so much electricity. And suddenly the power was off to homes, to businesses, to churches, to fairs and festivals, to all kinds of, it was indiscriminate. And I don't know how Entergy determined which sections of the grid to shut off, but they had to get enough of the power turned off so that there was no longer a demand outpacing the supply of electricity. And for us here in southeast Louisiana, this is kind of foreign territory. This is not something that we deal with on any regular basis. I was trying to think back, and I do remember 25 to 30 years ago, there were some rolling brownouts. There were some days when power was not enough to meet the demand during the heat of the summer, but it's not something that we've had to deal with in a generation. And so I understand the anger and the frustration and the confusion that many people were feeling yesterday when suddenly their power was turned off. And in many cases, they didn't know why till they listened to the news, till they got a notification. NOLA Ready, the emergency management alert system for the city of New Orleans, didn't tell users until over an hour later why the power was out, when they were notified that it was a mandatory blackout, that it was required by regulators to reduce the demand. And so it happened at 4:48. At 6 o'clock or so, suddenly NOLA Ready sends out the notification that you lost power because there wasn't enough power for everyone and they had to reduce the electrical demand. You would think that with this being a thing across the country, we've heard about it for ages on the West Coast, and now many parts of the nation deal with this on a regular basis, that there's not enough electricity to meet the demand, so they do this, that there'd be a better system for notifying folks beforehand, saying, hey, they're going to have to turn off your power. Hey, they're going to have to reduce the electrical load, that they would notify everyone before they turn it off. Why didn't they? Well, let's find out. We now have on the live line one of our public service commissioners for the state of Louisiana, Devontae Lewis. Devontae, thank you for joining us here on WWL.
Thank you and good morning.
Good morning. This is foreign territory for us, not something we've had to deal with, but I know you're well aware that it's happened in other parts of the state and across the country many times. Was yesterday a blip, a isolated incident, or is this something that we're going to have to start dealing with on a regular basis, do you think?
I think that's a question to be answered. As we know, load shed events are not frequent. We have not had many in Louisiana or across our territory of the regional transmission organizations that Louisiana's utilities are a part of. However, this is the third load shed event in Louisiana in the last 2 months. We had two in the Southwest Power Pool that affected like Bossier, Houghton, Shreveport, one day in April and the second day in April. And now to have another load shed event in the other RTO, which would be MISO, that affected, of course, the North Shore, Jefferson, Orleans and portions of Southeast Louisiana is a very uncommon factor, but there's some real questions that we need to get to the bottom of.
Yeah, you know, we learned that two power plants, one was scheduled to be offline for maintenance and another went down in our region. So that's unusual that we had two power plants not producing electricity at the same time on a day when the heat index was at 105. In fact, when they turned the electricity off, it was 91 degrees at the airport in Kenner. Felt like 105. And people were pumping those AC units to try and stay cool, and maybe too much to a point where we couldn't provide enough electricity. So I guess the answer to the question is we don't know going forward if we'll have to deal with this again, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, to have two power plants down is not unusual. Typically, what happens with the utility is if you are going to schedule maintenance, you give notice to the regional transmission organization at least 4 weeks in advance. They approve it. And what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to have enough generation to meet the demand, even if there is a blimp in the system. So what this actually does mean is the question is not that two power plants were out. The question is, why was the forecast so wrong to ensure that we had enough generation, which would be enough power to meet the demand? And so we have seen some challenges in one of the load shed events in Shreveport just last month. The challenge was that the forecast had it 6 degrees cooler than what it was. And then the forecasting was completely off. And so there are some questions. I'm investigating this portion. This could be related to some of the DOGE cuts at the federal government of those who are predicting the weather patterns, which utilities and the RTOs use to make their load forecasting as well. So this is a complicated kind of question that has multiple parts, that has some responsibility at the utility, some responsibilities at the regional transmission organization. But another question I have is, has this been a direct effect of some of the national federal cuts we've seen to services that we utilize to ensure that the power stays on?
We're talking with Devontae Lewis, Public Service Commissioner for the state of Louisiana. You represent Region 3 in Louisiana, which is kind of the middle of the state of Louisiana and portions of the New Orleans metro area. The thing I think that was most concerning to me and to many people we've been hearing from here at WWL Radio is that there was no warning. Did MISO not see the demand build?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Building to a point where they could say, hey, guys, be ready. If this kind of trajectory of use continues, we're going to have to shut some of it off. Or was it just suddenly all at once someone said, oh, my goodness, the demand's outpacing the supply, turn it off. If Entergy really only got 3 to 5 minutes notice and could not warn customers they were about to turn their electricity off, shouldn't something be done to improve that communication system? Because it's a lot easier to take if we know ahead of time our power is going to be off than suddenly it goes off and we don't find out why for minutes or hours later.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Trying to figure out why there was such a short notice of capacity shortfall. I mean, the real question that I believe Councilwoman Moreno and Morrell and I will get to it, and it was part of our statement we released last night. But there are some proactive tips that we should be doing, right? I mean, and this is why I say this is a complex issue. We have had significant problems with some of our utilities here in Louisiana fighting MISO to expand transmission capacity, which means build more transmission lines. So as you look at MISO's price index on their website last night, you saw there was a lot of cheap power in the north, in Michigan, in Missouri, in Illinois, that could have been able to flow down to Louisiana to save us from this capacity shortfall that we were seeing because the generators were located here in the southeast. That wasn't an option because we've had, quite frankly, Entergy has fought to expand transmission to not be able to have cheaper power come flow through. So there's a lot of things that we have to talk about. Why do we not have a better energy efficiency program? Why are we not looking at demand response, which would allow, when there's a capacity shortfall, utilities and industrial users to be able to shave off some of the power that they're not really accessing to save the grid? But also it is, why did it take so long with so short notice for the RTO to recognize that we were going to hit a capacity shortfall so we could go into some conservation measures, which we could have sent to customers to say, we are experiencing high pressure right now. The grid is unreliable. Please conserve energy if you can. So there, like I keep saying, there's some real complex items, but this is not just a what happened on Sunday. This is 20 years in the making of challenges that the RTO and the utility needs to really answer for.
Devontae Lewis, Public Service Commissioner, thank you for joining us. A lot of questions that need to be answered. Please keep in touch with us as you try to get those answers and let us know as we figure out, was this an isolated incident or is this something that's going to happen more going forward? Thank you, Devontae Lewis, joining us this morning on WWL. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.